# Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. Generative AI for Product Owners. Enhancing business strategies through technology. In this first stage, we're diving into the fundamentals of generative AI. This stage is designed to build a strong foundation, ensuring that you not only understand what generative AI is, but also how it distinguishes itself from traditional AI. By the end of this session, you will be equipped with key concepts and an awareness of the ethical implications surrounding this rapidly evolving technology. So, let's embark on this journey together. # Main Content. # Understanding Generative AI. Generative AI refers to a class of artificial intelligence that is capable of creating new content or data, as opposed to merely analyzing or recognizing existing information. Imagine a system that can compose music, write poetry, or generate realistic images from scratch. This is the essence of generative AI. Unlike traditional AI, which often relies on predefined rules and datasets to make predictions, generative AI uses models that learn the underlying patterns of data and then create something entirely new from these learned patterns. For instance, consider a generative model trained on thousands of paintings. Once trained, it can produce a brand new painting that mimics the style of the originals, showcasing its understanding of color, form, and composition. This ability to innovate is what sets generative AI apart and makes it a powerful tool for product owners who are looking to enhance business strategies. A practical example of generative AI in action is OpenAI's GPT models, which can generate coherent and contextually relevant text based on prompts. This capability has been leveraged in various applications, from customer service chatbots to content generation for marketing purposes, illustrating the versatility of generative AI in real-world scenarios. # Key Concepts in Generative AI. Now that we've laid the groundwork, let's explore some key concepts in generative AI. First is the idea of training data. This is the corpus of information used to teach the model. The quality and diversity of this data significantly influence the performance of generative AI. For example, if a model is trained solely on modern art, it will struggle to generate classical styles. Moreover, it's important to note that diverse and representative datasets are crucial for avoiding biases in generated outputs. Next, we have models themselves. Generative models can be categorized into several types, including generative adversarial networks, GANs, and variational autoencoders, VAEs. GANs are particularly fascinating. They consist of two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator, working against each other. The generator creates new data, while the discriminator evaluates it, pushing the generator towards creating even more realistic outputs. A practical example of GANs can be found in the fashion industry, where they are used to generate new clothing designs based on existing trends. Finally, let's touch on evaluation metrics. How do we know if the content generated by AI is any good? Metrics such as inception score, IS, and Fretched inception distance, FID, help us assess the quality and diversity of generated outputs. Understanding these concepts will empower you as a product owner to make informed decisions about implementing generative AI in your strategies. Additionally, keeping track of user feedback and engagement metrics can offer valuable insights into the effectiveness of generated content. # Ethics in generative AI. With great power comes great responsibility. As we harness the potential of generative AI, we must also consider the ethical implications. For instance, there are concerns about copyright infringement when a model generates content that closely resembles existing works. Moreover, the technology can be misused to create deepfakes or misleading information. raising questions about authenticity and trust. As product owners, it's crucial to navigate these ethical challenges thoughtfully. Implementing guidelines and transparency in how generative AI is used can help mitigate risks and foster trust with your audience. For example, clearly labeling AI-generated content can help users distinguish between human and machine-generated works, promoting transparency. Furthermore, consider the implications of bias in AI outputs. If the training data contains biased information, the generated content may perpetuate those biases. As you consider integrating generative AI into your strategies, think about how you can uphold ethical standards while leveraging its innovative capabilities, such as conducting regular audits of the AI systems to identify and rectify potential biases. Conclusion. In this first stage, we've explored the fundamentals of generative AI, examining its defining characteristics, key concepts, and the ethical landscape surrounding it. As you move forward, keep the insights gained here in mind, as they will serve as the bedrock for deeper exploration in subsequent stages. Embrace the potential of generative AI, but do so with a keen awareness of the responsibilities that come with it. Reflection questions. 1. How do you envision generative AI transforming your current business strategies? 2. In what ways can you ensure that the use of generative AI in your products remains ethical and transparent? 3. What challenges do you foresee in implementing generative AI, and how might you address them? Thank you for joining this first stage. Let's continue this journey together as we explore more advanced applications of generative AI in the upcoming stages.